Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 75 degrees right now in Richland Center under cloudy skies. Headed to a high of 91 today. Again, very humid. In the news this morning, the Richland Center Police Department processed a total of 29 charges during the month of June, documenting a variety of enforcement actions across the community. Traffic-related violations comprise the largest portion of the monthly activity, with 14 citations issued. These included multiple instances of speeding, operating without a valid license or proof of insurance, inattentive driving, reckless driving, and operating while intoxicated. Theft-related offenses also factored into the monthly data, with 6 charges filed for retail theft and shoplifting incidents at local businesses. Beyond traffic and property crime, officers processed 5 charges related to controlled substances. These cases involved possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, as well as the possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The remaining 4 charges filed throughout the month were attributed to general conduct violations, including disorderly conduct, truancy, and bail jumping. The department's reporting period shows that enforcement was concentrated on specific dates. June 4th and June 14th were particularly active days, with each date accounting for 5 individual charges processed by officers. These spikes in activity were largely driven by significant traffic stops and investigations into retail and drug-related incidents. The River Valley School District Policy Committee has scheduled a meeting for Monday, July 6th at 5 p.m. to address a series of policy updates and governance matters. The session will be held at the Intermediate School Library in the Village of Spring Green. The agenda begins with administrative tasks, including the election of a chairperson and the approval of minutes from the last meeting. The committee will then proceed to a second reading of several policies covering topics such as library media centers, the reporting of child abuse and neglect, personnel involvement in legal matters, and access to public records. Additionally, members will review food service policies updated following a recent audit, which include regulations on free and reduced-priced meals, automated programs, and collection procedures for non-payment. A significant focus of the meeting will be policy revisions mandated by 2025 Wisconsin Act 89. These changes address communication standards between staff and students, defining appropriate content and consequences for behavior outside of school hours. The affected policies include codes of conduct for employees and elected officials, staff-student relationships, and guidelines for school volunteers, athletic coaches, and activity advisors. The committee will also conduct a first reading of policies regarding student mental health services, concluding the meeting with a discussion on the district's strategic plan and its alignment with the committee's work. The Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration will be held Friday and Saturday in Boscobel. The annual event gets underway Friday with co-ed sand volleyball starting at 3 o'clock. There will be music in the park featuring Nate Gallagher acoustic set from 5 until 6, local talent Dakota Bedward from 6:30 to 7:30, and Super Tuesday from 8 o'clock until midnight. During the evening, steak sandwiches and meals will be available for purchase until sold out. Saturday, the day begins with the firecracker run at 8 o'clock. Registration will be at 7:30. The giant street parade steps off at 1 o'clock. This year's theme is Stars, Stripes, and 250 Years of Freedom. Parade registration will be from 11 o'clock until 12:30. After the parade, kids' rides will be held from 1:30 until 7 o'clock. Countryfied band will perform from 3 o'clock until 7. Willie and Hank Kids Firefighting Challenge will be from 6:30 until 8. And the area's largest fireworks show will start at dusk. Concessions and food will be available during all events. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. Have fun and be entertained during the Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration Friday and Saturday, Cronsage Park in Boscobel. Residents of the village of Muscadet should be advised that Muscadet Utilities will be conducting its annual hydrant flushing program soon. This work is scheduled to take place throughout the entire village July 8th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Crews will begin their operations early in the morning each day to complete the necessary maintenance efficiently. Hydrant flushing is a critical annual maintenance task mandated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to ensure the village's water system remains in top condition. This process allows utility workers to verify that each hydrant is fully operational and capable of providing adequate flow for fire protection. Furthermore, flushing helps to remove mineral deposits that naturally accumulate inside the water distribution pipes over time and circulates any pocketed water or air to maintain high water quality throughout the system. While this maintenance is necessary, it can result in some temporary inconvenience for local residents. The flushing, draining, and refilling activity may cause a temporary decrease in water pressure and short-term discoloration in the water supply. Residents are also cautioned that these activities may affect the performance of automatic flushing units and other pressure-sensitive equipment within their homes or businesses. Muscadet Utilities appreciates the community's patience and cooperation while these essential safety and maintenance checks are performed. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. Blood drives being held today from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Waniwak Public Library and from 11 to 3 o'clock at the Ridgeway Community Center. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by calling 800-RED-CROSS, using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or simply walk in. The 14th Annual Driftless Music Festival returns to Eckerd Park in Viroqua July 11th, celebrating its 14th year. This beloved summer tradition continues as a free volunteer-run event that brings the community together for a full day of diverse musical performances and local culture. Running from noon to 9:30 p.m., the festival features an eclectic lineup of artists. Attendees can look forward to performances by the Tom Gullion Quartet, Dandelion Delivery Service, Panchromatic Steel, the real Chuck Norad, and the renowned Midwest jam band, The Big Woo. These acts represent a wide range of genres, ensuring there's something for every music lover to enjoy. Beyond the stage, the festival fosters a strong sense of community with a variety of local food vendors and regional drinks. Raffle prizes will be available throughout the day, with proceeds directly supporting continued free live music programming. It remains an accessible, all-ages celebration in the heart of the Driftless region. Nature enthusiasts and garden lovers should mark their calendars for a spectacular summer showcase as the 7th annual Friends of Kickapoo Valley Reserve Driftless Garden Tour takes root on Sunday, July 12th. Running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., this year's tour promises an intimate look at the horticultural hidden gems tucked away within the breathtaking landscape surrounding the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Whether you are a seasoned gardener or simply looking for a peaceful Sunday excursion, the tour offers a unique opportunity to immerse yourself in the natural beauty of the Driftless area. The curated experience features 6 distinct stops, each offering a unique perspective on garden design and maintenance. Visitors will encounter a wide variety of styles, from lush displays of native and perennial plants to integrated art installations and soothing water features. To add a personal touch to the journey, gardeners will be present at each site, ready to share the inspiring stories and history behind their vibrant creations. This interactive element allows guests to gain firsthand knowledge and perhaps take a little inspiration back to their own green spaces. Beyond the garden gates, the event invites attendees to make a full day of their trip. The KVR Visitor Center serves as a perfect hub where guests can pick up printed maps, explore the interpretive center, or enjoy a short hike. The local community also joins in the spirit of the day, with nearby restaurants and ice cream shops open to welcome visitors for a meal or a sweet treat between stops. It is a wonderful way to support local businesses while enjoying the scenic charm of the Lafarge area. Access to this delightful day of discovery is available for just $15. Tickets can be purchased conveniently online at kickapoofriends.org or in person at the KVR Visitor Center, even on the day of the event. Vital statistics, right after this.